Egyptian antiquities chief Zahi Hawass says the results of 2 years of tests on famous Egyptian mummies show boy king Tutankhamun died of malaria. Speculation Tut was murdered was debunked by the exhaustive scientific investigation. Hawass says a series of CAT scans revealed damage to Tut's head was just part of the mummification process.
The other important thing is how King Tut died. Everyone thought in the past that King Tut was murdered because of that blow in the back of the head. But the study of the CAT scan machine proved that the blow in the back of the head was opened to Dynasty 18 to put the liquid for mummification.
Hawass emphasizes the mystery over King Tut's family tree began with questions about 7 unidentified mummies at the Egyptian Museum. Hawass says the tests identified the mummies found in the tomb with King Tut as his father Akhenaten and his grandmother Ti. A third mummy is thought to be King Tut's mother. Researcher Albert Zink of the Institute for Mummies and the Iceman in Bolzano, Italy, says the main conclusion of the lengthy DNA testing was to have pinned down the identities of Tut's parents.
The main conclusion was that we identified the parents of Tutankhamun, the father, which is actually Akhenaten, and the mother, which is the younger lady mummy, which we don't know up to now whether she's Nefertiti or maybe Keo or one other person. And we identified that he actually suffered from a severe form of malaria, and maybe this could have caused this.
Hawass points out King Tut was a sickly man with a cleft palate and a club foot, which forced him to walk with a cane. He attributes Tut's health problems to genetic deformations caused by the marriage of his father Akhenaten to his sister, the younger lady mummy, whose name is not known. The findings of the Egyptian Mummy Project, which took 2 years to complete, are being published by the Journal of the American Medical Association. Hawass tells VOA that 2 things in the study amazed him most.
What really moved me the most, 2 things. Number one is the discovery of Akhenaten's mummy and to find out that he has no marfan. He has no deformities. He was a normal man. He did not have features like you see in the statues, features of a man and a woman. And the second thing is the cause of his death, how King Tut died. That really amazed me a lot.
Some statues of Akhenaten and other Egyptian pharaohs of the 18th dynasty possess both male and female characteristics. This, argues Hawass, was simply an attribute that was added to the statues to confer fertility on the pharaohs, which were thought to be gods. Although DNA testing revealed which mummies were the parents of King Tut, the remaining mystery involves the name of Tut's mother. Hawass notes that archaeologists must still pin down the name of the younger lady mummy, which was genetically found to be his mother. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.